Martin Garrix and Scared to Be Lonely. This is MKFM. Is a Tuesday morning, very cold across the Milton Keynes. Mikey and Irish Joe with you at the minute.
Old school anthems are on at 9 a.m.
Oh, do you know, I can't wait for those this morning.
I can't wait too.
It is the best bit. Tell you what though, right now, quite excited because yesterday I met a guy that was on Britain's Got Talent.
No.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah. It was Louis Walsh. Oh no, it wasn't. It was T, and he was in a band. Well, it wasn't a band. It was a dance group. I don't know what they call. What do you call yourselves? Is it a group or is it a troupe or what?
Yeah, it's a group or crew.
A crew, that's
yeah,
it.
A crew, a dance group.
Nemesis.
Yeah.
Was that you, really?
Yeah, it was us. That was in 2008, though.
Wow.
So it was a while ago.
You've aged
need
well.
Need to YouTube this.
So you're looking after the MK Inspiration Awards.
Yeah.
Now, this is brilliant. I'm dead excited about it. Tell us when it is, where it is, what time's happening and stuff like that.
Basically, it's an event to celebrate people who've been inspirational within Milton Keynes and surrounding areas. It's going to be on the 10th of June from 7 till 10. It's a black tie event, so... Yeah, dressed to impress. Yeah, and it's open to the public. Anyone can buy a ticket at Milton Keynes Inspiration Awards.co.uk.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome. Now, you've brought us a special treat today because you brought one of the nominees with you. Now, I'm really surprised because, when you said, right, we're going to be bringing a nominee, I was expecting like a 36-year-old woman. but no, you've brought me Sophie.
Yeah, with so many categories, there's the Young Inspirational Awards as well, and obviously the dancers and actors were young, so there's quite a few young, inspirational young people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just said young too many times.
Too young. Well, speaking of young, we've got Sophie. Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12, and you're up for an award? What?
I don't know.
Is that pretty cool?
Well done.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well done. Yay! Come on, Sophie. Can we, if you win right and you become really famous, can you be my friend?
Maybe.
Maybe. Thanks for that. Been rejected already. Brilliant. So how do you feel being nominated for an award? Is it like really exciting?
It's really weird. Like, I'm just 12.
I love that. Are your friends a little bit kind of happy for you, jealous for you? How are they reacting? Have you told them?
Like, only a few of them know.
Yeah.
So I've only told my few best friends and they're just like, can I come?
Yeah. Oh, wow. What school is it you go to?
I go to Oak Grove.
Okay, so you're on the way to Oak Grove. Sophie's here. That's why she's going to be late this morning. And now you know she's going to be famous one day.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. We love it. Sophie, what are you going to do? Because you do dancing, is that right?
Yeah.
So have you got like a special like dance move that you're going to pull out in the final and kind of win all the judges over and stuff like that? She hasn't thought about it, has she?
No, I haven't.
Oh, bless your heart. So, how did you come across Sophie? How did Sophie get into your view as far as nominees go?
Yeah, so with the nomination process is people just tag each other on our post. And basically, I think once I introduced... Oh, no, it was actually in February when I introduced a young... Young Persons Award, because I suggested to the Facebook group saying, "Oh, do you want us to add another category?" And everyone decided to put Young Persons Award.
Oh,
so people started tagging potential nominees, and then
she got the most. Popped up. Wow!
Yeah, she got the most, so she's in the top five.
How long have you been dancing, Sophie?
Well, I've been with my now group for like a few weeks, but I was dancing before I went to that group.
And your mum is behind us. She doesn't want to come on the radio. She's really shy, but she's filming this, right? Have you ever seen a TV program called Dance Mums? You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Are you like that?
I am.
Yeah, Dance Mums. Dance Mums all over. It really is. Sophie, we wish you the best of luck. Will you come back and tell us if you win? Will you come back and see us?
I guess.
Yeah, do it. Come and do it. Bring back all the money. You're not going to win any money, are you? If you win some... Will she win
trophy,
like a...
Yeah, trophy, certificate and loads of...
So she won't come out with like £1 million or anything?
Not yet. Maybe like in a few years.
Yeah, maybe we'll just stick it to maybe being friends. good luck with it. Hopefully it all goes well and hopefully you get the award at the end of the night. It's going to be fab. Have you got a dress and everything all sorted out?
Nope.
No?
You need to get organised for that now.
dress. Hey, I've been looking at all the websites. I can't find anything I like.
Why don't you go shopping with Jo? She's really good at sorting
we'll
out.
We'll go shopping, Sophie. We'll sort that out.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. And T, thank you very much for coming in.
That's okay.
And we'll catch up with you next week, because you're going to bring in some more nominations next week.
Yeah.
For the MK Inspiration Awards. Just remind us the website that people can get tickets if they want to come and see.
Yeah, it's mkinspirationawards.co.uk.
All right, brilliant. Of course, there's loads of details up on our website. Just go to mkfm.com if you want to get involved there. Right, 8:41 is the time. Let's get this on from our old school anthems, which is coming up in a bit. Artful Dodger. This is Moving Too Fast. It's MKFM.